thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
G'day, guys. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are and listening to our podcast. Firstly, thank you. Thank you very much for downloading the podcast.
Oh, where was that accent from?
I've absolutely no idea. I was just talking out my left one, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a combo. It was definitely a combo accent.
Combo of who?
I don't know. There was a Monty Python-esque sort of vibe to that one. It was like no one expects the Spanish Inquisition. There was a vibe of that in there. Ah, thank you all.
Yes. But the way that you just said thank you then was, it was very, I don't know.
Well, look, I'm not good with accents. So
you're right.
We won't get into where I may have been taking my accent
it
from.
It was bad, let me tell you. Hey, what a good Friday we had, man. I mean, we're talking to Michelle about bathroom renovations, also when you lied on your resume. And don't forget that Saturday night is the Indigenous All-Stars game.
That's
the
right.
Maori All-Stars up against the Indigenous All-Stars. And one bloke we love here at Wave FM, our old mate Josh Kerr from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. We had a chat with him about the Indigenous All-Stars team.
What a star.
Yep, indeed. Have a good one. Take it easy.
It's one of those little stories down the bottom of the news. Mm. And it's from the real estate section. And I was taken by the headline. It said, wall-less bathrooms are booming. And I was like, hell no, they are not. What? You know those? You know, sometimes you go on holidays. I remember those vaguely.
Oh, yeah.
And especially the last couple of years, if you were lucky enough to go to, like, Bali or Thailand, like Phuket or somewhere, and all of a sudden these bathrooms started popping up with either no door or with glass, like a glass wall.
Yes,
I know the ones.
And
yeah.
I remember we walked into a room once, a hotel room, and my then husband, now ex-husband, still friendly, no dramas. Anyway, he just said to me, "Don't put your bag down. Don't put your bag down, because we're not staying in here."
Oh.
So don't even. He was so freaked out.
Wow.
By that glass wall, and I was like, "Hey, woo." There's a blind, and I'm trying to trying to problem solve, as was our relationship. Woo. Just breathe. You stop breathing. Just breathe. There's a blind, and he just couldn't.
So, okay, so wait, he had such a big problem with this. Had you guys never, ever, used the lavatory in front of each other?
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, no. No?
I mean, mainly his feelings about that, but I don't think I would want to do that. But mainly his, he would go. I know that he would really prefer that I go down to the foyer when he goes to the toilet in a hotel room.
Oh, just
really?
Leave the room entirely.
He's
just
not a
go to Recepo.
Pooer.
Pop down.
I thought all men would be a happy public pooer.
Oh Lord. No, I just have to go down and wander around the pool for 20 minutes every morning, and I know that, and that's just always been
20 minutes.
What's he doing up there?
Gee,
just to cover all bases.
He's
I'll just
vanilla all over the place.
He's scrubbing the inside of the tub.
He's lighting matches everywhere to make sure the place doesn't explode.
I don't know what he's doing, but I tell you what, can I tell you something? Recently, actually, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but it's just popped into my head that recently I did have a male friend in my home and he just went to the toilet for number twos, just like it was a normal thing. And I was like,
oh, as a guest in your house.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
But it was a real change up for me, let me tell you, because I'm thinking, wow, 25 years I was married to somebody and I had to go and walk around the pool when we stayed in a hotel every morning. Like, that was our deal. And now this guy has just gone bold as brass. Where's your dunny? I just got to go and, you know, and I was like, wow, okay.
That's how this plays out.
That's different.
Did you go up to him and say, good on you. Well done, son.
It was almost a high five. I kind of, this is different. Okay.
You found it hot.
I wouldn't go that far.
I reckon the
bathroom
was hot.
Well, it's only because there was a lot of steam coming out of there.
I kind of found myself hot, if that makes sense. Like, I kind of thought, oh, good on me. Look at me moving on. Wow. But anyway, it does beg the question, I think. I mean, have you guys ever seen your wives on the actual toilet.
Well, it happens. Like,
yeah.
It does happen.
Why?
We don't avoid it. You know, like someone might come in to brush your teeth or something.
When you're on the toilet?
Damo.
No, they don't.
And then you said, no, he said, go out. Wait, give me a few minutes.
Damo, you don't go in there and, oh, Eileen, just keep going. Drop that out. I'm cleaning my teeth. Are you kidding?
Hey, good dental hygiene is a very important thing, guys. All right.
In its own time.
Yes.
Not when you're on the toilet.
No, I've not. I would never do that.
A bathroom's a multi-purpose place. There's a lot of things that need to be done at the same time.
No.
You might need to floss. It could be anything.
We're talking about this. You know what? We got to bring this back. We're bringing it. I know it's Friday. We're bringing it back Monday. We've got a few things got to do after 8:30. We're bringing this thing back because I want to know if the Illawarra has
toilets back.
Yes, I want to know if the Illawarra has ever done this with their partner. If they've seen them there.
Of course they have.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't believe you guys would think that this is not a thing.
I'm telling you, it's coming up Monday. We've got all the latest in the Wave FM news feed with Trav to come. Great news for kids across the Illawarra. 13 playgrounds extended. They're spending $1.3 million on it. Look at you. You're mortified, Michelle. Just the thought of poor Damien walking in on Eileen on the dunny. It's Wave FM.
Gotta brush my teeth.
Good morning.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Facebook's banning of news yesterday had such weird effects on things, didn't it? Like the sites the pages that ended up being shut down were bizarre. It wasn't just news sites. It was like charity sites. I used to work for Save the Children. And they're such a great, great, great organisation. I cannot vouch for them more strongly.
Yeah.
And their Facebook page was taken down or affected or wiped or however you want to put it. William Tyrrell's Facebook page, the page, you know, in support of the search for this little boy, that was taken down. Even this comedy club here in Melbourne that a friend of mine runs, he runs events there, and tickets went on sale yesterday for Effie.
Oh, yeah.
Effie Stefanidis, who I love, good thanks. And that was taken down.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's not news. Like a comedy show is not news. That's entertainment.
Well, what happened? Because, I mean, I noticed that as well. Like there was a whole bunch of council websites as well. I saw online that it's some sort of blanket algorithm that they've used.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, you reckon this was, they really wanted to hurt?
Of course.
And then
they'll
backtrack a bit?
Of course. You're right. The whole lot of us yesterday, we heard, you know, we're all used to hearing it. Oops, everything's gone off, everything's gone down, can't get
You're
anything
so
started
right.
again.
God, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. You're right.
You're
probably bloody right. They just, gosh, yes. Otherwise, maybe we wouldn't have noticed, because otherwise a lot of other people were saying, oh, my Facebook looks fantastic. I love it. It's back to just being my friends again. And like Dean, our boss, was just saying this morning, oh, it's great. There's no Donald Trump. There's no arguments about politics. It's not making me angry. It's great.
But
you're right. If they hadn't like been all this weirdness, maybe we wouldn't have all cared.
Well, and that is right, yeah. I mean, because the council, that's how it actually snowballed. It became news because it was all those other associated sites that are roughly linked to news.
Can I ask you both, we've talked about, Facebook and the taking down of charities, but how were you both affected by it? I mean, when you got onto Facebook yesterday, did you go, oh, no, I can't see my favourite things? Or did you just go, whatever?
Well, you can hear my dog's furious for a start. But I'm not on social media much. I really weaned myself off a long time ago, so it didn't affect me personally at all.
Yeah, me neither, actually. I don't go on that often either. I mean, people send me messages and I don't get back.
It takes weeks for you to get back.
Three weeks, which is terrible. But
I think that angst, though, got to me a long time ago. I think that's why I stopped looking at social media, because I was sick of fighting, or not even fighting with people, but just sick of, you know, reading Pete Evans crap and Trump crap and realizing some of my friends are idiots and just going, oh, God, I just couldn't stand it anymore. So I stopped looking a long time ago.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
This weekend, tomorrow, in fact, is a massive game, Damien. I know that you're not the biggest fan of rugby league, and we have to actually talk you through most of the games of rugby league. Michelle's an old Brisbane girl, but
I love rugby league. My knowledge is terrible. I love watching it. My kids play it the whole lot, but my knowledge is just atrocious.
All right, I'll test you.
Oh, no,
what
don't,
game
don't
is on this
that.
Weekend?
Don't do it. Don't do it. You can't be doing that to me. It's just a cheeky move.
Mate, it's the All-Stars game
I know
this
it's,
weekend.
Oh, well, of course All-Stars. It is. Gee. And we have an All-Star on the phone.
We certainly do. It's the Maori All-Stars up against the Indigenous All-Stars, and our Dragons front rower, Josh Kerr, represents the Indigenous side. He joins us this morning live from camp. Mate, firstly, a big good morning to you. And what is it actually like, I guess, for yourself, culturally, in the Indigenous side, to all get together this week?
Hey, boys, how you going? It's the best kind of week. You know, you get to sort of come back, get back with the boys and sort of reconnect with that culture, like you were saying. It's just, you know, everyone gets in. We had a bit of a, you know, yarning circle the other night. We were talking about how much it means to us, this game. And, you know, a few boys got teary-eyed and, you know, everyone's got their story from their families, and, you know, some are good and, you know, most are not so good, you know, some of the history of our people. So, you know, to be able to get in the camp and, you know, reconnect back with the boys and culture, it's unreal.
Oh, Josh, talk about getting back and reconnecting. One of my favourite things about broadcasting in a rugby league place is being called boys. I love being included in a, you know, boys. I know, honestly, Josh, I'm not even joking. Oh, God, I honestly do. No, honestly, I love it. I miss that. Yeah, you know, boys, and I love being included in that. Thank you. It's been a while. Speaking of being included, what about the boys who are making their debuts in the Indigenous games, their first time, like Jamal Fogarty and Ruben Cotter and those kids? Like, that's exciting, isn't it? I mean, how are they going at camp?
Yeah, it definitely is exciting. You know, I remember my first game here, and it was before I'd actually played NRL. So I remember how nervous I was, but how proud I was. Yeah, so that was 2 years ago. So, I was super nervous, super proud, though, you know, and the boys just make it a hell of a lot easy, you know, when it comes together pretty well here. It's like, it's weird. It's like it's just like a cultural thing. You know, everyone's coming to camp, and it's like you've played together for like 5-10 years. So, you know, I'm excited to see these boys go hard, but I'm just super excited to see how they go. You know, I know what the game did for me, you know, I debuted for it, and what it meant to me, and, you know, I know these boys are super excited.
Yeah, good on you, man.
That's it. It's all about looking out for each other, isn't it? That's exactly what it's all about. Actually, maybe you could look out for me, Josh. I'm heading up to your old stomping ground tomorrow. I'm up in Redcliffe tomorrow. You used to play in Redcliffe, didn't you?
Yes, we're up there. The old Cliff City, I can't wait, you know, to get some time off so I can head back home. And, yeah, I was actually, you know, funny thing, obviously born and raised in a little town just outside of Redcliffe. It's called Narangbar, but one's ever heard of Narangbar. So, yeah, I always claim, so it's a...
I have, because I used to live in Redcliffe. Josh, I probably watched you play when you were a Dolphin, mate, because we used to hang out at the Redcliffe, at the Leagues Club there all the time, my family, so I was probably watching you when you were a little tacker.
Oh, really? Yeah, bloody eye. Yeah. If you saw me, I was on the wing. I looked like, you know, a baby giraffe. My legs were going the other way.
Yeah, I remember you now. Yeah,
That was me.
Well, we can't wait to see you go around, mate. You know, all of the boys have said that it's a wonderful week for them. Of course, you're playing under my old mate Cody Walker, who's the skipper of the Indigenous All-Stars. He's a wonderful guy, a great mentor, and he will certainly get you guys around the park pretty well. Good luck for tomorrow's game up there in North Queensland, and we wish you all the best in the Indigenous All-Stars. And then, mate, hurry back for the Dragons, big fella, OK?
I will do. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate that.
Good on you, mate. An absolute
Thanks,
pleasure.
Boys.
He is he's a wonderful young man playing for the Dragons and representing his culture, of course, in the Indigenous team.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I'll tell you one thing I do not love. I'm going to be straight up, Michelle. I've been taken for a ride. That's what's happened.
Oh.
I've just been taken for a ride. All right. I'm a pushover. All right. I know I am. Yes. I know I am. I'm a pushover. In particular, for my little daughter, Kiki, where little Kiki comes along. You know, she just knows the way to get the better of me.
Of course.
She does.
She does. I mean, it's just the way it is. And I've committed to something on the back of a new Jennifer Garner movie. All right, here's a bit of the trailer to give you a hint.
If there's one thing I've learned from being a mom, it's that parents and kids always disagree on one thing.
No, no, no!
Rules.
But saying no 50 times an hour?
No, absolutely not!
Nope on a rope.
It's part of the job.
But all of that is about to change.
What is that?
All right, the movie is called Yes Day. Right. Yes Day, okay.
Oh.
Now, this, as far as I know, it started out as a book and then it went on to TikTok. TikTok, a lot of people started doing this whole thing where they convince their friends or relatives to commit to saying yes to everything. All right?
Oh,
all right. Jim Carrey did it in a movie a couple of years ago as well. Yes Man.
Yes Man.
Well, look, it's come back and it's particularly geared towards parents. All right, because apparently as parents, we have a tendency to say no a lot.
Oh, that's what they reckon. They reckon we say no all the time. And I'm like, hardly. Are you joking? Don't you get everything?
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
I say the same thing. I'm constantly like, you have no idea what it was like in my day.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, no.
You know? Even though I'm sure if I said that to my parents, they would say, no, wait a minute, you have no idea what it was like in our day. But she got me in a weak moment. I was sitting there, I was a little bit delirious and tired, and she said, hey, Dad, on Sunday, can we do Yes Day? I went, yes.
Oh, you didn't.
Well, when someone says, can we do Yes Day, if you say no to a request to do Yes Day, you're already a horrible person, aren't you?
No, you're not. You're just a parent. And why are men so afraid of being parents? Okay, that's a whole other conversation. But you've also given her days to plan it. Like, she's making lists now. That's what she's doing. She's conferring with friends.
She's in cahoots with her brothers as well. They're all on it.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So when do you find out what you do on Yes Day Sunday?
Sunday morning. It kicks off on Sunday morning. That's it.
Wow.
I've committed to saying yes to everything. I do have some little bit up my sleeve. Eileen hasn't committed.
Oh.
I've been looking online as well for other techniques. It says if you want to say no without saying no, just say nothing. I mean, that's an industry standard, isn't it?
You get sounds like a normal day to me. It just sounds like a completely normal day. So Dad is going to either say yes or nothing, and it's left to Mum to be the person who has to say no all day. So what is different?
How is this flipped around? This has become, you know.
How is this different to any other day?
I just feel like I'm getting bamboozled
here
now.
You're an easy pushover, mate. Look, face it, you're a pushover. We all know it, and Kiki certainly knows it. All I've got is prepare your wallet and prepare for drives on Sunday.
And apparently, Mrs. Leith should take herself out for the day and just leave you to it.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We have a massive team right now on the Wave FM rooftop, Damo. Not only the boss, Jive and Joel, you've got Clarkey from the newsroom. This is a big cast of thousands today.
Well, you know, this is a big song. This is a classic by David Bowie.
Yeah,
you need
that.
A team to do this sort of song.
And you've got a team of listeners here that have all won their chance to see Damien. Are you ready to see Damien sing, everyone?
Yes.
Well, that was rubbish, so clearly not. Don't worry about it. We'll try it again. Are you ready to see Damien sing?
Yes!
That's better. Damo, take it away. I'll let Clarkey have his seat back. What are you singing?
You'll know straight away. Here we go.
Be heroes just for one day.
version, of course, the Neil Finn acoustic version this morning. Well
that is
done,
right.
Mate.
That is right.
Very good job from Clarky, Jive and Joel.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.